So good to see so many nice people out here that are a part of the program who have been big contributors for a very long time, and that would include Matt Simoncini, his lovely wife Mona, and his lovely daughter Sydney.
Thanks, Paul.
When I wrote Sydney's name into my phone, I wrote that she was 12 years old. How old is Sydney now?
In another month, she'll be 25, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Time flies. For all of us.
Yeah. It really does fly. Well, lovely Sydney, lovely Mona, and of course Matt Simoncini, who we all first met as a CEO at Lear Corporation, now Ray Scott and his lovely wife Maria taking over the job there. And Matt Simoncini has not stopped doing good things.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be back.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you here.
Well, you know, and we mentioned this in the past, Detroit is my hometown. Born and raised, and the needs in the community remain great. And so as we've had this era of prosperity and development in the city of Detroit, there's still those that don't have the basic needs. And that's why we stay involved in the community and organizations like this and Chelani Family Foundation, Cars and Cigars, and the Bocce Tournament, because we're able to help those in dire need.
And again, it's a hallmark of Tom and Vicky Chelani and Dario Bergamo with these fundraisers. It's fun. Fundraising, too.
We were just saying that, and we've all been part of organizations and galas and events and what have you that are not totally pleasant to be a part of.
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
And I mean, how many events like Cars and Cigars actually sell out? People are clamoring for tickets to attend because it is fun and it is a good time, and there's a lot of money that's raised for those in need. So, yeah, it's been a great concept that Tom, Vicky, and Dario put in place, which you've been a huge part of too, Paul.
Well, I'm happily have been here from the beginning, back to when they were talking about getting semi-trucks full of frozen turkeys to give away, and then they thought there has to be a better way because it's not easy.
Roll those trucks straight from Tyson Foods right into yes. Detroit, yeah.
Right. So I'm happy to help, and happy that we have a general manager, Steve Finitieri, our boss. I mentioned this at Hobnobble Gobble. He's the quiet power behind. You don't hear from him a lot because he's the quiet power behind the scenes. Without him, we couldn't have done Ann Thomas's Women Who Lead, which is what we did Friday. We couldn't do Hobnobble Gobble with Tony Michaels, which we did Saturday. Right. And we couldn't do this, Hunger Free in the D, today. So, I mean, you need leadership that allows you to do that. Right. When you're doing things that don't necessarily make money for the radio station, but are the right thing to do.
Well, it is the Great Lakes.
The great voice of the Great Lakes.
Thank you for correcting me. It's a pillar in the community and has been since my childhood and before my childhood. And so in Detroit, we're so fortunate that we have these organizations that give, whether it's Blue Cross, DTE, General Motors, Ford, you know, the pillars in the community that provide and provide leadership. And I think at WJR and, of course, you, Paul, for doing that, whether it's your outing and all the many, many causes that you contribute your time to.
You know, you mentioned other people. You mentioned Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, right. Another place in my heart, because Dan Lepp's been very helpful, very good to me.
Fellow East Sider.
I was just going to say, didn't I remember that the two of you were East Siders?
Yeah, we grew up together.
You grew up together, and both of you grew up to have fabulous positions in the community and used those positions to springboard off into helping so many other people, both of you.
Well, thank you. And in Danny's case, it was based on skill. Mine was totally based on luck and good timing. But we both have a commitment to this town and to the city of Detroit. And, of course, the East Side has a special place in our heart.
Yeah, well, and it should. You've got sitting right next to you, Marie Osborne. And I'm hoping she has some more good news to share with us in terms of how things are going so far.
Going well, Paul. The phones are definitely ringing at 855-315-FOOD. That's 855-315-3255. 3663. You can be a part of the magic here. Maybe share some of the goodness this week as we celebrate Thanksgiving. The total right now is $123,000, Paul. So that means we've still got a little money left.
We've got some work to do.
Yeah, we have some work to do.
Money left on the table here in terms of the matching funds.
We don't want to have money left on the table.
We don't ever want to leave money on the table.
And if I can encourage, even if it's just $5, that provides a meal. $6 provides a meal. You'll be providing a meal to somebody. And so I encourage everybody listening to try to dig deep. And I know much is asked of you, but let's close that gap this morning.
And let's face it, that as you say, that $5 is worth $10 thanks to the match.
That's right.
You don't want to miss the match. We'll be doing the match through the end of this program. We will have a total at the end of this program. And when the All Talk guys come on, you'll still be able to make your donations, but they're moving on with their show, and we're moving on with the fundraising. So if you've been thinking about it for these last almost 3 hours, now would be the time to make the call, to go online, and to help out people with our ninth annual HungerFreeInTheD.com, HungerFreeInTheD.com, or the number 855-315-3663, 855-315-FOOD. I'm urging you to make that call or go online now and make that donation. Get that matching money that the Chelanis have, and let's get it as high as we possibly can get it.
Absolutely, Paul.
Matt, I want to thank you very, very much for all you do. Give our best to Mona and little Sydney, who's no longer 12 but 25.
Thank you, Paul. And have a great Thanksgiving.
And you have a great Thanksgiving. And thanks for, even though you have, I'm putting up quotation marks, retired, you're still so very active and helpful in our community.
I like to call it unemployment. And I encourage it.
God bless you, Matt Simoncini, and for all you do and continue to do from your days there at Lear, and handed off the mantle some time ago to Ray Scott, doing a nice job now running Lear.
Yes, he is.
And his lovely wife, Maria, also very involved in a variety of charitable organizations and operations. We thank you for that. Coming up, Tom and Vicki Chelanis, the founders of the Chelanis Family Foundation, and we'll get some figures here. I want you in on those figures, and I want you to get that matching money. We want to use it all up. We have $200,000 of it to use, and we haven't yet, so boy, if you could help now, we'd really appreciate it. Here on the Paul W. Smith Show, special edition at Palazzo DiBacci in Lake Orient. Stay with us.